A giant tent from Cirque du Soleil, that Montreal-based entertainment powerhouse that's changed the notion of what a circus could be, has risen at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks. It's the home of Cirque's newest show, Volta. WHYY's Howard Shapiro saw it and has this review.
I've just come from Cirque du Soleil's new show, Volta, and I'm exhausted. That's the feeling that comes after 2 hours of intensity. Some Cirque shows wow you with well-developed novelty acts you can't forget. Volta has more traditional acts with acrobats on ropes and bungees or trampolines and unicycles, but each turns into a daredevil display. A woman puts her body through balletic contortions while a rope pulls her aloft by the bun in her hair. Acrobats hurl themselves through window openings from trampolines on two sides of a structure that looks as tall as some Philly row houses. A unicyclist twirls around with a female partner, who eventually stands atop his head while he navigates the circular stage. It's not just extreme, it's radical acrobatics. It left me breathless and a little wilted by the thrill and the danger. Add all this to wildly colored costumes, clarion sound, and meticulous lighting, plus the pumping and sometimes elegantly haunting music by Anthony Gonzalez from the French electronic music group M83, and you witness something that defines the word spectacle. Volta has a questionable plot. It seems as if that's a hallmark of Cirque shows, but who goes for the storyline? Anyway, it involves Mr. Wow, who runs a competition among performers that's won by a dancer named Woz. Woz's victory is short-lived because Mr. Wow pulls the hat off Woz's head and we see shocks of blue feathers instead of hair. Woz is ostracized for being a freak. But here's the silver lining. Woz is now free to explore life on his own. That's why signs around Cirque's tent beckon you to find your free. Hey, don't blame me about this plot. I warned you. Mr. Wow, it turns out, is a facile slinky toy of a clown named Andrei Kislytskin from Russia. Later in the first half, he performs a cool sight gag routine set at a laundromat. The poor rejected Woz is a Canadian, Joey Arrigo, with a six-pack that, like many of the guys in Volta, appears to have bloomed into at least a 12-pack and then some. The show tries to resolve its plot when Arrigo launches into an eye-popping dance that mixes several styles with a hefty helping of acrobatics. Coupled with a routine he performs on a lighting fixture in the first act, when he appears to be flying solo, arms spread through the Cirque tent, Arrigo provides Volta's most beautiful moments. Taken together, they are a prayer for the human body. Volta runs at the Expo Center in Oaks through August 19th. I'm Howard Shapiro for WHYY.